WAB.
NAWRO.
Good morning. Look at me, and I'm on analog, and on VHF. Better write this day down in the books.
Yeah, that's why I paused for a second. I said, could it be? Is it possible? Is that Wally?
It is. Just cleaning up my radio room / office. My desk is kind of a mess. Actually, it's more than kind of a mess. It's a lot of mess.
Yeah, I know how that goes. I did the same thing a while back. I ended up with a lot of boxes, just small little, you know, radio boxes. And you think, well, I'll save that one and put connectors in it or something like that. And after a while, it just, this is ridiculous. So I did the same thing.
This thing keeps scanning away. I'm going to have to stop it in a second. There we go. All right. So other than that, what are you up to today? Meeting was really, really good last night. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I did too. It went on a little longer with the bonus session, but I'm really glad we fit that in as well because I've been wanting to do that for quite some time now. And took the opportunity while Sean was there, so that was good. I really like that video, mainly because it takes place in my town here.
Yeah, I was going to ask Sean the time frame of the, you know, the project, if he thought we would get that done this year or if that's scheduled for the spring. I do like the idea of DMR up there. I do really like the idea of the antenna going higher, you know, because the southbound coverage is very lacking, as you know. Northbound, fantastic. But I didn't realize there was such a little antenna up there either.
And maybe we can ask, I'll ask tonight just to clarify that, if it's a 2026 thing. I'm hoping it is, but then again, it's that whole thing where all the planets have to align to get people going there. But I did not realize the antenna was going to go up to the top. That's going to take care of your coverage area down where you're at, I would think. And if the Richmond Tower, generally speaking, is a good print now, hold on to your hat. It might surpass or equal to TJ's tower down in Detroit.
Yeah, I had to keep going. So she was home, and I told her I'd be home by 9:30, and it was already going. So otherwise, I would have liked to hung around a little bit and shot the breeze some more, but it didn't work out that way. So, oh well, all is good. Other than that, not too much. So, maybe I'm going to take a look. I might have one link here. I might send you a message. See if that works. Maybe I'll do that after we get off the QSO here.
Sure thing. Just use the call sign. And I do have to get prompted to check the inbox, but I'd be happy to do that.
Very good. Okay. Well, I averted a trip to Novi this morning. It's just a delivery. I thought it was a sales presentation. And, hey, I gotta let you go. I got two phone calls coming in. One is Dave and one is work. So I'll call you back in a little bit. WD.
NAWRO, clear.
Thank you.
N8WROWABD.
Yes, sir.
Okay, sign me off.
Copy that. Let me check. NAWRO, please stand by. Reception confirmed. You are officially a team player now. NAWRO.
There you go.
Next up on the old ham radio medium will be code. You need to learn code. So many words per minute.
They have computers that do that nowadays. What next? I'm going to have to talk to Oscar. You heard us talking about Oscar.
Yeah, I think I saw on Discord where Sean put Dave onto that, so see if that's actually a thing. I'm still a little confused on what mode it would be. It would have to be some kind of a digital mode, I would think, that reflects back. But that would be kind of interesting. Old satellite comes to life. Hmm.
Yeah, I was at the doctor's office, and there was some ham senior me, probably 10, 15 years, and he had call sign jacket on, and then I started talking to him while we were in the waiting room, and he asked him where he hung out. He was one of the HF guys. He didn't like, you know, the CB part of the ham radio, you know, the 2 meters, 440, blah, 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 which is fine. You know, the nice thing about this hobby is that there's a part for everybody, but he was telling me about Oscar, and he says Oscar came to life, and he was playing with Oscar. And so I kind of acted like I knew what I was talking about, but I didn't. But there's Google. So I got in the car and looked up Google, and he was saying that apparently the batteries are dead in Oscar, but when the sun hits it, Oscar comes to life. And that if you Google it or look it up, it tells you all the bands that are working and not working. I thought somebody posted that even. So that's what Oscar is. The real old 1970s satellite that when the sun hits it, it works. That's all I know about that.
Yeah, that's how this all started, because we had that QSO with you, Sean, and Tom, I think it was, and I was looking it up on the Google, and I didn't know any of that, and you know, we're there, so I don't know if I have any equipment to make contact with it. Maybe Winlink can make, you know, it was back in that time, maybe Winlink could make contact with it. I'd have to figure out how to transmit it. That would be interesting. Might have to take a look at that.
We would have to get our satellite expert, Captain Don.
That's who it was, Captain Don. I misspoke, not Dave. I think it was Captain Don that we all agreed to turn that over to our space expert.
Yeah, it was interesting. Very good. All right, sir. I have got to go. So there's one other little thing that I have completed.
Have a good one, Wally. Going to go finish my breakfast in the other room there. NAWRO, listening out.
WAPD, end of talking. Later.
WU8, JDE Mobile is named.
Yeah, I'm out by Graff Road on Guilford Road, so I don't know if you're set up on digital simplex or not.
Testing the audio.
WU8, JDE Mobile. Whoever that was, you're not quite hitting the system.
Am I too far out?
It sounds like you might be a bit too far out, scratchy, noisy, droppy. WJD Mobile, we're northbound M30 coming up into Eatsville. No copy.
Be it ICU test.